Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with Rockridge senior Ryan Parchert. And I guess first up, how have you been staying sane during this pandemic? We've missed you on the football field, that's for sure, but hopefully you get that opportunity come February.
Oh, I've missed that too. I mean, it's all I looked forward to in the fall, but I guess it's more finding other ways to look at things, like working through NHS, and there's been a lot of stuff to do with FFA recently. I mean, I've just been trying to distract myself from the fact that I miss football, so it's a win and a lose in a way, because I'm getting more stuff done in other ways, but I'm still missing football more than anything.
Yeah, and I see that, and you're a senior, and you need that, man. I hope you kids get a play, and, you know, we look at each calendar that's marked off, or each day off the calendar we mark off, we worry about, is it going to happen? And you just got to think for the best here as we move into the new year. But as you mentioned, you know, you're a kid that does a lot of different things. So let's talk about National Honor Society. And I know you do a number of different projects there. But tell us, you know, I think one of the neat things, and we hear about it, especially during the pandemic, it's tough being a student with all the unknowns and with the differences between remote learning and in-school learning and just the pandemic and all that. So how important is this student peer tutoring program that the NHS is involved in?
I mean, I think it's great. I mean, me and a couple other kids in the NHS, Nicole Seedam and Levi Buckerup, worked extensively to get with Ms. Hassan to get the kids lined up, and we sent out a Google form to see if the kids wanted to do the peer tutoring. I mean, and it's been a great success. I mean, I think it's very important because, especially with this online and everything, kids sometimes are struggling a little bit more now because they're not getting the full attention from their teachers. And, I mean, it's nothing against the teachers. These times are just, it's not the best for anyone. I mean, the kids are struggling, and we're seeing lower and lower grades, and we're here to help them pick up those grades. It's the best effort we can make to help our fellow students and make sure they pass and move on to upper grades.
That's great. And I think, too, the other, you know, interesting thing for NHS members and kind of adapting to these times, from my understanding, you can do the student peer tutoring. You can do it, you know, in person, face-to-face, but then you're also doing it remotely, too. Did I read that right?
Yes, we're making an attempt to do it remotely. We'll set up Google meetings with our NHS advisor, who's Ms. Tammy Clark. And what she does is she sets up the meetings, and basically she sets it up for us, and we help the kids through the computer, and basically we talk about what they're learning, try to talk them through the problems, make sure they get a basic understanding with what they're doing in class, and then we kind of let them go from there.
All right, so let's segue to FFA. You're an ag kid, I know, and you know, I've talked to a couple of FFA kids this school year, and I know the Rockridge FFA group is staying active, and I know you're having to do a lot of your stuff remotely with, you know, the convention stuff and the competitions and all that. But I think one of the, you know, getting in the holiday spirit here, you have a fundraiser that involves holiday wreaths. Is that right?
Yes, sir. What we do is we get Christmas trees that aren't used or aren't good enough to be used for families, and we basically strip them down of all the good pine and everything, and then we throw the branches out, and what we do is we make wreaths for them, and we have a nice lady named Sue 30-Acre help us decorate, and then we also have our new ag advisor, Miss Capron, and a couple of the girls in the class and some of the guys help decorate, while a couple of us other guys on the officer team and just in general in the classes like to make the wreaths. And what we do is we set out pre-orders this year instead of people just coming in and order them due to COVID. And I think we're up to about 80, 85 wreaths that we have to make and about 20 door swags that they want us to make too. And it's just been extremely successful, and everyone's really supportive and want to help us through this time as well.
It's great to hear. All right, back to National Honor Society, talk about student peer tutoring. Now, I saw on social media with the Rockridge School District Facebook page, the NHS, they were involved in some other fall community-type projects, right?
Yes, sir. What we did is we had a leaf raking day, which we went to one of the little additions here in Edgington, and we raked a bunch of people's yards, and cleaned up their yards and make them look real nice and pretty. And they were very thankful for that. And then I also was a part of setting up a blood drive. We couldn't have our blood drive here at the school. So me and a couple others decided to reach out to the NHS or the Mississippi Valley donors for the blood drive. And we tried to join up with the Edgington Presbytery Church. And we had kind of like a combined blood drive. Since we couldn't have it at the school, we had it at the church. And they brought in that big bus that they take blood on. And it was really nice. And I think we got 20 units that we were expected to get. And it was just good to finally have something normal go on for once, even though it wasn't really normal.
Yeah. All right. Great to hear from Brian Partridge. And one of my favorite stories involving him, and it's weird because it seemed like it was yesterday that this happened. It was a long time ago, but it's tough to like determine time during this pandemic. But the last big event I was at where you could sit next to people was the Rock Ridge FFA banquet, right? As back in March.
Yeah, that was...
And then like a couple days later, the world came to a screeching halt, as they say. And
everything went down.
Yeah. So we got to do that. But one of the neat things, I thought one of the great stories that came out of that is when they were speaking, honoring Mr. Hyatt, longtime FFA, an ag teacher at Rock Ridge, and they were honoring him, and they had a slide presentation, and they said, one of the stories they told, they said, well, you know, during the football season, you would give your other jersey to somebody that impacted your life in a positive way. You gave yours to Mr. Hyatt and made Mr. Hyatt wear the jersey. And I thought that was really a compelling and neat story. So I wanted to really pat you on the back for that. But Mr. Hyatt had an impact on your life, that's for sure. And the ag program has had an impact on your life.
Yes, sir. It's been one of the main parts of my life, and I'm appreciative for it.
All right. Awesome. Ryan Parcher, I hope you're getting muddy on the football field come February, March, and April. Hopefully the kids get a play, and we wish the best luck, and keep up the good work over at Rock Ridge.
Will do. Thank you, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.